This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You don't get to be a Nobel Prize winner in the hard or social sciences without having written a lot. Books, sometimes, but research papers, certainly. And more often than not, over the decades that Nobel winners are typically judged, they have dozens and perhaps dozens more co-authors on those papers. So when Claudia Golden won the economics Nobel this morning for, in the committee's words, having advanced our understanding of women's labor market outcomes, we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to track down some of Golden's colleagues to talk about her work and the work that remains to be done.
Claudia Golden may be one of economics' greatest explainers. Here's the Nobel Committee's Randy Jalmarsson speaking at today's announcement of the prize, describing the work of the economic historian and labor economist.
She can explain why the earnings gap hardly closed for much of the 1900s. She can explain why the gender gap in earnings suddenly started to close in the 1980s. And she can explain why the earnings gap has stopped closing today.
Including how the pandemic affected the earnings gap. Some of Golden's more recent research looks deep into the data of the economic impact of COVID-19 and found it had a greater impact on women's employment and labor force participation than men. Impacts that persist, according to Sari Kerr at Wellesley College, who co-authored a working paper with Golden on women in the workforce and the career gap.
We still have the perpetual question of how to afford daycare and childcare and elder care. And since that care burden is so unevenly distributed still between men and women, and how to manage that, those are big questions, certainly.
Another big topic that Golden has been working on for decades is another gender gap, the relatively small number of women economists. Golden has spearheaded several efforts to address the root causes of that problem and has a working paper on the topic with Tatiana Avalova, who teaches economics at Bowdoin College and works with Golden on a project called the Undergraduate Women in Economics Challenge.
I do want to say that Claudia deserves this award even more for the kind of mentoring and advising that she has done, not just for me, but for generations of women in economics.
But like the gender wage gap, that disparity seems to be stubbornly large and stuck and in need of more research in economics to come up with long-term solutions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.